Hello and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We are your hosts, Brianna
Kathy
and Natalie.
and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. So, tonight is episode 183, and we are going to be chatting about adventures. So now it's time to grab your project or drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're getting started. Should we start with our regular what's on our needles, you guys, or what are we working on tonight?
Sure. So tonight I am working on the Moby sweater and I'm on the body. So I've got probably 5 inches done. And I will say, I feel like these 5 inches flew. I have not been consistent about working on this. And I feel like every time I pick it up, I'm shocked at how far it's gotten. So enjoying it and keep it on, keep it on.
Nice. My Moby sweater right now looks like a Frankenstein sweater because I haven't finished the body, but I needed to do a sleeve for class, but I also need to do the neck and I'm not finished a sleeve or the body, so I have stitches on the body, stitches on the sleeve, and stitches on the neck. It looks insane, but it's gonna be done before we know it. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, you're close. You're close.
I love how you make it work, Brianna. It's great. That's what we do. Oh my gosh. Okay, so no surprise here. I am working on the Simply Stripes blanket by Elizabeth Smith, but this might be the surprise. Well, I was supposed to have it done last week, but I watched so much basketball and those games went so late. And I tell you what, I've been falling asleep on the chair with my knitting in my hands. But I am working on it right now and enjoying it. And I'm on the last color block section. So I have a total of 26 rows to go and I'm done.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
That's
That
awesome.
went by so fast, I feel like.
You know, they really do. These blankets move along. I love these colors. And like we mentioned last week, you know, Paul Elizabeth did this, the color block, then the stripes for color change. It doesn't get old. It just doesn't get old or tiresome. It's just you can't stay awake to do it enough.
Yep. That's great.
What do you
And
have, Brianna?
tonight I'm knitting on the Nahia hat. It's our Fair Isle hat class. It's a ton of fun. It's such a simple, beautiful pattern. But yeah, I'm knitting on the body to be ready for class on Thursday. But yeah, all good. Good stuff, you guys. So tonight we're chatting about adventure. So what, I guess we should start with like, what is adventure? What's adventure to you?
Adventure to me is 8 hours of sleep, a good book, and a sweet treat, truthfully.
Oh.
But I also love like a good small travel trip. I don't love like a crazy itinerary, but my husband is a crazy itinerary person. So I'm good as long as I don't have to be the one to make the decisions. If you tell me where to be, when to be, I'm fine to go on an adventure with you. I just will have to get my 8 hours of sleep, a sweet treat, and a good book in at some point.
I love
That
that.
in itself could be an adventure. I was thinking about that too, Natalie, because I was like, it doesn't have to be anything extraordinary. An adventure doesn't, but I don't know. I love that word adventure. So I am just jump right in there. I like to think of it as something different than a vacation. Like vacations for Ed and I are, you know, Cape May. Or a beach town, and we go and we relax and we do the same things, which we love, and we do nothing and we love, but it's total relaxation. So it's different than a vacation. For me, it's doing something that might be, well, is exciting, not exciting in the scary part of it, but just exciting that it's different. And maybe it does take your breath away just because you're doing something different. So it's exciting and it takes your breath away.
I love that.
That's
Yep.
funny. I wrote anything that's exciting can be an adventure. Like that's the first thing I thought of. We're like all on the same page. If it's exciting to you, it's an adventure.
And
Exactly.
don't you love the word adventure? I don't know. There's
Yeah.
just about it,
It makes
adventure.
anything fun. I mean, Natalie, I love the whole like, 8 hours of sleep with a book and a treat, but like calling it an adventure makes it sound like I want that to be on my adventure list now.
It's my favorite type of adventure.
Yeah, it's not something that you would think about though, but it's perfect. So why do you think we need adventures? Like, I don't know, what's the importance of them?
I think it's important because it makes us connect with like people's places and things. And I think if we don't have enough adventures, even if it's romanticizing the little things like a sweet treat in your day, I think that we can sometimes lose touch with how we connect with things. So I like to think of it as my daily reminder that life is a beautiful thing. And if it involves some Ben and Jerry's, it involves some Ben and Jerry's.
That makes it even more beautiful. That's it's great though. It connects. So okay, different generation here than you gals, but for like, and I agree with totally Natalie with what you just said. And I like to think of it from my age group, which is the 60s retired. I think it keeps you young. It gives you fresh ideas to plan an adventure. So again, vacations for Ed and I are pretty much we love to do the same thing, go to the same places. The adventure is what keeps you young because you're doing different things and going to different places. And I say this to Ed a lot too. I feel like it's something that makes you a little more interesting. Something that you can, you just did something that was different and now you can share that experience with somebody and it just makes you a little bit more interesting. So for me, it's keeping young and trying to be more interesting. I'm working on it.
I like that adventures, they definitely make you more interesting, like you have something to talk about, but it also keeps life interesting. That's, I mean, it's like both spectrums of that. I think they're important because the adventures are what we tend to remember the most. Like if I think back to like my whole time while I was in college, I don't remember half the classes I took. I don't remember the people I took them with. I don't remember many of my professors, but I remember the like most fun times I had and like who was there. I always think back whenever somebody mentions like, freshman year of college, the first adventure that I had in college was an overnight laser tag experience, and it was through school. So like they bused us to this laser tag arena and we played laser tag from midnight until 7 a.m. And that was like the most fun I think I've ever had. But those things, like the things that you normally wouldn't do, and like, they're exciting, not maybe not scary, maybe they are scary, but that's whatever your adventure is.
I
I
love
like.
that. It is. It's like there's a spontaneity piece of it that can make anything an adventure if you just decide to do it. Like,
Yeah.
and half the time committing to it is the hardest part because I think it's easy to get wishy-washy about going on an adventure. But like, I've never walked away from something like that and been like, oh, that sucked. I didn't like that. I always have a good time. And
Yeah.
that sounds amazing. I would love to play laser tag for 7 hours.
Yeah, and even
Oh.
if it's not like the most amazing adventure, like you remember it, or like if it was, if something bad happened, not to somebody, but like if it just didn't go as you had planned, you are still going to remember that adventure.
Yes, exactly. I love that.
Yeah. Well, you guys, do you guys have lists of maybe three things that we would like to have on our adventure list, or maybe we have an adventure list already. I had to make one. It's a
Of
good thing.
places you want to go or things you need to pack.
No, like three things that are on our list, like what we're gonna do.
Got it. I have three.
Okay. Do you want to
All
go
right.
first?
Yeah, so my number one adventure that I would like to go on, I want to go to, this is like a very attainable one. I want to go to Nantucket so bad. I don't know why. I've like landed on Nantucket TikTok, I think, and it's just so nice and so beautiful and everything I want from this summer. So I have told Chris I want to take a day trip to Nantucket.
You
No.
know, I think that's what partly what you just said, Natalie, there too, is it's the day trip. I don't need a
Yeah.
whole vacation there. I just want a day trip. I want to make that adventure that I left my house in the morning, had this great fun day of new experiences, and came home the same day. That sounds like a great adventure.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Hopefully it happens. We'll see.
Maybe soon.
Fingers crossed.
All right. So my adventure. So I have my three. It's funny because Ed and I took a little walk this evening before we had dinner. We walked Wheezy and he asked about our topic for tonight. And I said, it's adventures. And he thought he knew what my adventures were. And I'm thinking, no, sometimes adventures are a little bit of a secret that it's only you who knows it until you've got it ready to go. So I'm like, no, you don't know my adventure, honey. But he did remind me of something I would like to do. But my number one is I want to recreate an 80 for Brady moment. Well, it would be a weekend. And 80 for Brady is the movie that came out a year ago about Tom Brady. And Natalie, don't tell Chris, but I'm not a big Tom Brady fan, but that's okay. But you know, the storyline was four older women and the actresses were fabulous. And they went to the Super Bowl for the four of them because they loved the Patriots and they just did this on their own. And it was really cool. And I would love to do that with three girlfriends. Go create an 80 for Brady weekend. And I would like it to be at March Madness. Hopefully next year. That's
Oh, I
mine.
love it.
Nice. You have like a plan and a timeline on this adventure too. I love it.
It's there. It's there.
It's awesome.
That's all right. What's your Brianna?
My first one is actually a trip that I had like planned out before COVID happened, and I didn't get to go on the trip because of COVID. But I have always wanted to do like the national parks in Utah because there's so many of them. So like I planned this whole trip like a week long, I would just like hop the parks for a week and then just, come back home. That's probably the number one thing. I'm going to do that at some point in life. I don't know if it's going to be soon, but I already have the trip planned out in a Google document. So whenever I'm ready, I can just like click and like see, oh, this is what we're doing.
I love that.
And the rambling part of that, going to different parks, you know, kind of like hopping around there a little bit. That's fun.
Yeah, I think that there's no better adventure than a good old road trip. Just the best. That's my
You do
second
like a
one.
road trip.
I love a good road trip. We went on a like cross country road trip a couple years ago. Well, it's like 5 years ago at this point. I feel kind of old, but it was fab. I had never done anything really like that, and it was so much fun. And I can't wait till we get to do it again. And that's something that's definitely on our list. But we talk about it a lot. And one of the places that I want to see in terms of national parks so badly is Banff up in Canada. And I want to do like a whole Pacific Northwest kind of road trip. And I just think it would be so incredible. So that's on my list, Banff.
I love
That's
that.
great. Yeah, road trips are, they are the ultimate adventure. And then especially if you are adding into this that, you know, you've packed the food with you and you're in the car, like it's a real adventure. Like we're doing this, we're just doing this. So, okay, so my next one, this might be a little bit of a true confession, but I want to be on the, I can't even say it. I want to be on the Wheel of Fortune. I just said it. I want to be on the Wheel of Fortune. I have to say that again.
I
You know what? I started playing this game. You know, we all play these games now, Wordle. I also play Connections. And I have a friend who taught me about this game called Phrasal. And it's really fun. It's not a New York Times game. Just type in it's Phrazle. It's played like Wordle, but it's a phrase. And I realize when we're eating dinner and we've gone through the 6:30 news and the Jeopardy that I've started to leave the TV on, and on comes Wheel of Fortune. And I'm like, I think I could play that. So I want to be on the Wheel of Fortune.
I love
That
it. I
sounds
support
like
it.
so much fun.
Yeah, so
It
that
could
would be like my favorite thing to ever happen.
What's that?
It would be my favorite thing to ever happen. I would love it.
You be on the Wheel of Fortune or me be on the
No,
Wheel of Fortune?
you be on Wheel of Fortune. I would watch
I
it
would
every
watch
night.
that.
You might be. You might need to be my 80 for Brady road trip to go to the Wheel of Fortune because I don't have many people I think that want to are interested.
I'll go front row to Wheel of
Okay,
Fortune
I'll work
to
on
watch
that.
you compete.
Yes.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Love that. That's such a good answer.
No. Mine sounds like so lame compared to that. But my next one, I've always wanted to do a scavenger hunt and I've never done one before. I just want a scavenger hunt adventure. It doesn't have to be like themed or like with anybody, I guess, but I feel like it would be more fun with a group of people. I know there's like people that do scavenger hunts for their birthdays, or like, I don't know if you've ever seen like bachelorette party scavenger hunts. I don't need something that extreme, but I think it would be so much fun just to like, go around the neighborhood for a day or like the county for a day and do a scavenger hunt.
That would be
Really?
fun.
This ties right into talking about birthdays last week. You've got to do it for your birthday this year. Oh my gosh.
Maybe I need a big 31 scavenger hunt.
Or we need somebody to
Yes.
make the scavenger hunt because if you make the scavenger hunt, you know all the answers. We got to get somebody to make it and then go. Oh, that'd be a blast.
Yeah. Ton of fun, right?
Ton of fun. Scavenger hunts are so fun.
That's a great one. I love it. I so my third one, my last one is I want to do something that makes me know that I want a tattoo of it. Right? So like I haven't gotten a tattoo because I am so wishy-washy about what I would get. And I just feel like nothing has happened to me or I haven't experienced anything that's been so like, earth-shattering that I'm like, I'm gonna get it tattooed. Cause I don't know. I want it to be like something cool that like means a lot to me. And there are definitely things in my life that are cool and mean a lot to me, but I can't think of like they wouldn't make a good tattoo necessarily. So I want to experience something where like I just have a split decision moment where I say this is what my tattoo is going to be. And I feel like I'll know when I do it. I just haven't gotten there yet. So that's my goal. I want to have my tattoo revelation.
I
I
love it.
like that that's such a vague adventure that it could happen at any time. Like it's a big surprise. Yeah, it could happen tomorrow. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
And that would be the perfect time to say, I'm getting that tattoo now because I want this adventure to be forever a part of me, forever, like literally a part of me. Oh my God, that's a great one, Natalie. All right. So, my last one is I would have planned this and I was dreaming of it this year. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I just love local sports, whether it's high school or college. They're just wonderful values and the bleachers aren't crowded. And, I believe that we need to get more fans into the stands to cheer on these student athletes. So I want to do like a tailgate, a brown bag tailgate for knitters and crocheters. And we go to this parking lot at this university and we eat our lunch in the parking lot. And we sit with our knitting, our crocheting, and then we go into the stadium and we watch a ball game together while we knit and crochet. I just want to do that so badly.
That's
So,
so fun.
and it wouldn't cost you, like, Ed and I have gone to ball games where they, especially college, they don't even charge admission, like with baseball. Well, it depends on what the sport is, but, or lacrosse, and you pack your lunch and you bring your soccer mom chair. It would cost you nothing, but you'd have this great day. So anyway, that's
I'm
my.
in for that.
That sounds awesome.
If we take this whole conversation we're having tonight, look at all the things we have to do.
I know. We gotta
We're
start making
practical.
plans.
Yeah.
One of these might be Natalie's next tattoo.
I think it's gonna be the lacrosse game we go to.
And I started to think about now because we've talked about this, the tattoo. I'm thinking it's going to be the Wheel of Fortune board on my tattoo.
Oh
Would
my
that
God, that would be so cool. Your winning Wheel of Fortune board when you win $1 million.
I mean,
I'll get that tattooed on me too.
That would be worth it for sure.
I would.
Make it a good phrase.
Could you imagine? What is that tattoo? Oh, it's the Wheel of Fortune phrase. I want $1 million.
Yeah.
All right.
Love it. I
So,
think we're manifesting that into existence right now.
yes, it's gonna happen. And my last one is, I don't know. I always need something revolving around food. I don't know what it is, but I just want to pretend to be a food critic and like go to a restaurant and act like real snobby and like eat the food and like critique it. And I like no one has to know about it. Like I wouldn't say it to like the staff or anything, but I just like want to go into a restaurant and be like, whatever the chef wants to make, I'll order that. And then I'll like critique it and we'll go through like a four-course meal and critique the whole thing.
I love that.
I just think that that would be so much fun. And then you could do that at like several different places and they'll all be different.
I bet if you brought like a pen and paper into a restaurant like that and you were like furiously writing the entire time and like tasting things in
They
writing.
might like cop my meal because they think I am a food critic. That's what that's all I want. That's all I want
And
in life
then
is a free
if they,
meal.
yes, if they ask you who you're writing for, just be like, sorry, I can't disclose that information.
Oh my gosh. We can do all of these things. I love it.
I know. I
And
love
then
how our adventures are so like they're all attainable, pretty much.
if you're gonna, and we all we the three of us, as we all know, we love we would we loved our lunches and we loved our food. We love our food. But the added joy of sitting there and making pretend that you're a critic while you're enjoying that meal, it just adds so much value to the whole
Yes.
thing. Oh, I love it.
So fun.
All right.
So much fun. All right, you guys. Well, I think that was our round of three, right? Does anybody have another one that's like really pressing?
I don't have another one, but just every day can be an adventure. Find one thing in your day that makes it an adventure, and it's an adventure.
So
Today,
true.
mine was
Life.
the grocery store. So.
Yeah.
Life is meant to be an adventure. I mean, shop the grocery store in the opposite direction. It'll feel like an adventure rather than the same routine that we always do. Life is an adventure. Make it fun.
Yeah, that's true. All right, wonderful, you guys. Well, what about our favorite something to shout out this week? Anybody have anything?
I do. I have something. I have something so exciting. So I always have a water bottle with me. And I have been using a Stanley for the last like 4 or 5 years pretty consistently. But when I started going into the office, I can't really bring it with me on the train. It's just not a good commutable water bottle because I have the big one. So I started using like an older water bottle that I had that like was really nothing special. But my sister-in-law got me one of these Owala water bottles. This is not sponsored, but it locks. So you unlock it and then you press this. And it like the top opens, and there's a straw in here that looks like it's just a sippy. So you have like an opening to just drink out of, but there's a smaller opening that's connected to a straw, and it doesn't look like a straw. This bottle is amazing, and it fits in my backpack, and it's zero leak. So this is my new favorite thing. I've had it for 48 hours, and I'm obsessed with it. So
I love the no leak. That's
amazing.
good.
And I
I
love
love
my Stanley, but
the
it's my home water bottle. Yeah,
color.
the color is really fun. It's
Yeah.
bright pink.
It's awesome.
Never heard
Thank
of that
you.
company.
They're new. I started seeing them like around, but I guess this is like the new nurse like approved water bottle, and they always know what's cool in the water bottle world. So, and the
Yeah.
sneaker world, that I trust nurses on those two things with my whole heart. What water bottle are you using and what sneakers are we buying? That's what I want to know.
I
And
love
this is
it.
the answer to the water bottle question. So that's what I've been. Love it.
That's so true. Awesome.
All right. So my favorite thing this week is a place, and it does involve food, and it is the Sauti Cow, as in cow in the field. And it is a place, it's like a little restaurant that does lunch, light fare, pizzas, sandwiches. It's casual, but they do their own ice cream and it is delicious. And yesterday I was there and I ate the biggest bowl of ice cream that I've ever eaten in my life because I like ice cream, but I'll typically just need like a scoop or get the kid's size. But I watched this guy pack it in there and I thought, well, I'll probably waste some of that, but I ate it all. It's the Sauti Kow and it's on Route 926. They say it's Westchester, but it's to me, it's between Media and Westchester. And actually, their sandwiches are quite good too. And out back, it's the Thornbury Post Office right there. So there's a nice parking space, parking lot, and there's a nice path to walk there. It's nothing big. But so when I meet a friend there, we walk the path like either 4 to 6 times, go in and eat, walk again 4 to 6 times, and then get ice cream. And we did 15,000 steps yesterday between our two. So, yeah, so it's great. But the ice cream
Wow.
is delicious.
Kathy, do you know if that's a new place or has it been there a while?
You know, it has been there for a while. It was previously called, I think she said, the Goose Creek. But I don't think it's been the Salty Cow for very long, like
That
maybe a
sounds
year or two.
amazing.
Ice cream's delicious. It's made right there on premises. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a nice little adventure. Or a
Yes, sweet treat. Absolutely. And add in the walk and the 15,000 steps. You're like, oh, it's okay. I ate all that ice cream. Yeah.
love that.
Love it.
And my favorite thing this week is also food. We have been making homemade granola the last couple weeks, and it is just so delicious. I eat it almost every day, and it's so easy to make. It's like, bake it in the oven for 30 minutes, so it takes a while to make. But like, you literally just put stuff in a bowl, mix it all up, and put it on a pan to bake. It's so easy to do. And I make like 2 weeks worth of granola at a time on two sheet pans. And John and I eat it every morning. He has it with yogurt, I have it with soy milk. It's wonderful. And
I
there's
think
like super low sugar in it too. Because a lot of the
it keeps
granola at the
really
store
well.
is like it's all sugar basically, and it's so expensive. So I make it at home for real cheap, and it's so much better. There's way more nuts in my granola than you would buy at the store.
That sounds awesome.
Love it.
I love that about making those types of things where you can tweak it to have what you wanted to have. I want more sunflower seeds, I want more this or that, more honey. Yeah, it's good. And it keeps really well too, doesn't it?
I mean, I make 2 weeks worth and that lasts. I'm sure it would
Yeah.
last for a couple months in a container.
Cool. That sounds
Nice. All right.
awesome.
Well, what's for dinner, you guys?
So I made chicken in the crock pot with like soy sauce and like sesame oil and like a bunch of seasonings. And then we put in like some stir-fried veggies. And it actually was okay. It was like a stewy kind of consistency. It was good. And I just have been having it over rice. So I just had the last of it over rice tonight. So that's what I had. And I'm gonna make a smoothie, a strawberry banana smoothie after the podcast tonight. So
Nice. That sounds yummy.
my sweet treat.
I love it.
There you go. Sounds like dessert. Yeah. All right. And we had leftovers tonight. We had our leftover pork that I, this is one that I do in the crock pot also with just apples and onions and unsweetened applesauce goes on top of it. And it's so easy and it's so good. And that's what we had tonight. Very simple.
Nice. We also had a really simple dinner. We've been eating a lot of things on top of baked potatoes. So that's what we did tonight. We literally just like put leftover stuff on a baked potato and called it dinner. It's good though. I love a good baked potato.
I need to do that. That sounds so good.
So John is really into like the British beans, like tomato-based beans, instead of our American baked beans that are really like brown sugary. These ones are the same thing, just tomato. And we do the beans on potatoes with a little bit of cheese on top for like a quick dinner. It doesn't sound good, but I feel like that's pretty like nutritious, and it is actually good. You could put anything on a potato and call it dinner. I love it. You could
Yeah,
put
I love it.
just cheese and call it dinner.
I mean, those are my two favorite foods, cheese and
Yeah.
potatoes.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
It sounds satisfying. Like it just has that, like as you're telling us what you put on it, it's like that just sounds perfect.
Yeah. All
Potatoes
right,
are
you
great.
guys. Well, any news and updates?
Well, we have a pretty exciting week at Roots this week. Our new calendar launches on Saturday for May through August. So it's our summer calendar. There's a lot of good stuff on there. Christmas stockings will be returning. We always do Christmas in July. So tune in with us. We're going to be hanging out all day on Saturday. We've got a Facebook and Instagram live in the morning. Brianna and I will be together once again in the same house under the same roof, talking about all of our new classes and a bunch of fun stuff that we have going on. And then the last thing I'd want to mention is that it's our second birthday. So if you tune in for anything, come for community. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a little birthday celebration to celebrate 2 years of getting to knit and crochet with all of our lovely knitters and crocheters. So we hope to see you there.
Yeah.
That is amazing. 2 years. It's crazy. It's amazing.
Crazy.
It's fabulous. Congratulations, you guys. A lot of great hard work, a lot of great classes. All right. And then the news I'll add to this will be KSL news. So, can we do this again next week, you guys?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Will we still be standing? Okay. So, next week we will record again, and it is episode number 184. Whew. And our topic is going to be March Madness, and it'll be a sporty like theme. So, we've got to talk basketball before basketball is done. So, if you haven't been watching it, watch it a little bit this week because we're going to talk March Madness, okay?
Love
All
it.
right. All right.
I'm
All right.
in.
You guys, well, we'd love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast or just hear your answers about our upcoming podcasts. So just email Kathy or Natalie and myself if you'd like to join us or answer any of the questions that we share on that podcast. You can find those like Q&A questions on Spotify. And be sure to read those show notes for links to those emails. But hopefully you finished your project, your drink, or your walk by now because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.